This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Just before Pittsburgh pop artist Andy Warhol took the world by storm, Samuel Rosenberg's world-class paintings provided a fascinating look at the Pittsburgh landscape and are still featured in the nation's finest museums. In 1907, at the age of 11, Rosenberg moved with his family to Pittsburgh, and he remained a resident here for the rest of his life. A graduate of Carnegie Institute of Technology, now Carnegie Mellon University, Rosenberg created more than 500 paintings during a career that spanned six decades. He resisted conforming to a single signature style. As a youth, he painted portraits. Then, in the 1930s, he turned to Pittsburgh's urban landscape, particularly the Hill District. He portrayed the city's hills, industrial skylines, dilapidated houses, and immigrants during the Great Depression. In the 1940s and 50s, he experimented with more allegorical styles until focusing on abstract expressionism from the 1960s until his death in 1972. Rosenberg's paintings were featured throughout the world, from the New York World's Fair in 1939 to the Museum of Modern Art and the Whitney Museum of American Art. Though he's one of Pittsburgh's most celebrated painters, his legacy grew with the generations of students he taught and inspired for 40 years while at Carnegie Tech and other institutions. His students included Philip Perlstein, Mel Bochner, and Andy Warhol, whom Rosenberg saved from expulsion at Carnegie Tech in 1947. He also directed art programs and taught for decades at the Irene Kaufman Settlement in the Hill District and the Isaac Seder Educational Center for the Young Men's and Women's Hebrew Association. Samuel Rosenberg loved being a part of Pittsburgh and watching its remarkable transformation. Many of his paintings serve as a record of the city's neighborhoods prior to urban renewal and the Pittsburgh Renaissance.